Massachusetts educators are trying to figure out what school is going to look like in the fall with all the changes caused by the coronavirus outbreak. The state is expected to release guidance this month. But, as WBUR's Kerry Young reports, many school leaders are worried they won't have enough time or money to put changes in place.
Here's one thing for certain about the new school year. It's going to look a lot different. Face masks will be the new norm, same with hand sanitizer, and class sizes will likely be smaller. For summer school, it's no more than 10 kids allowed in each room.
It's like a huge jigsaw puzzle.
Robert Tremblay is the superintendent at Framingham Public Schools.
We're not equipped to have 6-foot space between desks. We don't have the staffing to have class sizes limited.
Tremblay has been trying to put the pieces of this puzzle together for about the last month. He says the process has been frustrating, and he's starting to face pressure from parents.
We don't have the answers that we're just keeping to ourselves and not yet ready to share. We simply don't have the answers because we're working literally, you know, in the dark here.
And a lot of school leaders feel the same way. A state working group is drafting more guidance. That's expected in the coming weeks.
Ultimately, the decision is going to be district by district, whether to open physically, close physically, which is okay, except that our districts are working with totally different resources.
Beth Kontos is the president of the Massachusetts chapter of the American Federation of Teachers and one of the working group members.
This is going to be very, very high level, like looking at this could happen, that could happen. It's overarching guidelines.
Kontos worries that some districts will be looking for more details than the group will be providing. State officials won't comment. A spokeswoman said, quote, "The guidance will speak for itself when it's released." A lot of school leaders are also worried that they won't have a lot of time left to finalize their plans if they wait too much longer for state guidance. Owen Stearns is the CEO of the Excel Academy Charter Schools.
Just waiting for them to give guidance, I think we would leave ourselves flat-footed.
He's also getting a head start on planning, even though state guidelines could ultimately contradict his plans. Like a lot of schools, Stearns is preparing for two scenarios. One is to continue 100% remote learning. The other is a hybrid model where groups of students rotate in and out.
That in many ways is the more complicated world to envision operationally. And yet we know being in person is incredibly valuable.
But even if there is value for students, Stearns and many school leaders worry they won't be able to afford it. National estimates suggest that following federal health guidelines for PPE, transportation, and extra staffing could cost schools upwards of $1.8 million, according to the Association of School Business Officials International. Diane Kelly, the superintendent in Revere, says while it is helpful to have estimates like this,
none of us at this point know what our budget is for next year. So when I say, how do we reduce class size, if I'm leaning toward a solution that involves increasing staff, I don't know that I'm going to be able to do that because I don't know what my budget is.
For now, Kelly's basing her plans on last year's budget. But so far, she hasn't found a way to make it work without a deficit. Kelly is hoping that the Federal CARES Act will help. If not, she says, the next puzzle she'll need to solve is what to cut. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.